let's switch gears, go to the Cardio Newsline and visit with Angelia Bird, who's joining us on the Cardio Newsline from the Colorado Springs Fire Department. Good morning to you. Living with Wildfire Town Hall is going to be happening. This is a really important way, we talked about it earlier, for neighbors to get to know neighbors and also meet some of the responders that might potentially be meeting neighbors and people when it comes to wildfire in their neighborhoods. Good morning to you.
Good morning. Yes, Living with Wildfire this year. We have three scheduled meetings, and the first one just so happens to be tomorrow evening. We're going to be having it at the Mason Center off of Panorama, so up on the west side by Coronado High School.
So when you go to these meetings, what sort of topics are you tackling?
Yeah, great question. We're going to change it up a little bit this year. We will have agency representatives from quite a few different departments. We'll have El Paso Teller County 911 Authority to talk about peak alerts. We'll have CSPD as well as CSFD on scene for basic information about how an evacuation, how being prepared, how those notifications affect everybody, and also how we will respond. OEM will be on there, so Pikes Peak Regional Emergency Management Office will be there, as well as a representative from Colorado Springs Utilities. But some of the topics that we'll be talking about this go around is going to be the wildfire threat in our community, how to prepare your home for wildfire, emergency notifications, how to get those, how to get signed up for them, and emergency and evacuation plans, and then, like I said, how fire and police will respond when there are those emergencies.
You know, we always talk about this year in and year out, yet people ignore these types of things. This is really important. I mean, it almost feels like it's a tinderbox right now. It's very dry out there, although we had some moisture over the weekend and maybe some more this week. But it seems dry, and these type of town halls, you know, it's better to be prepared than not.
Absolutely, and that's really our goal, is to have people informed, prepared, and be ready if it happens. And you made a great point. It seems like a tinderbox right now, but really, Colorado Springs, we're always in fire season. Mm-hmm. So it's being brought to your attention now with some of the weather, some of the things that are happening with our weather, but we really are always in the season for fires.
And wildfires move really quick. I mean, especially if wind is involved. I mean, you know, people always tend to think that they know more than authorities. I mean, it's like if something happens, it's these town halls will get people in a good position to actually make really split second decisions. When you have these, how many people are attending, and are they well received?
Well, in the past, we've had probably about over 40 in the last few years of these meetings. But like I said, a little bit different this year because we're going to have representatives from different entities within the city that support that emergency evacuation, that emergency notification, and the planning piece in general. And so the best method for these types of emergencies within our community is going to be being prepared for it, planning for it, and the key to all of that is being educated on how it works, what we suggest, what are good things to think about, and really just those aha moments of, I didn't think about that, or I didn't have that ready. And so being ready is really the goal, but having those other agencies being representative at these meetings is going to just really allow people to get a more comprehensive, get their questions answered, get more information out there to say, how does it work, and this is why it's the way it is.
And if people miss this one, is there another one up ahead?
Yes, there is. So we're having our first one tomorrow, April 23rd, from 6:30 to 8:30. That will be at the Masonic Center. And then the next one we have scheduled is going to be May 14th from 6:30 to 8:30 p.m. at the Heart of the Springs Church. That's off of Fillmore and Union. And then the last one that we have scheduled this year is going to be June 25th. 6:30 to 8:30, that one will be at Cheyenne Mountain Junior High School off of West Cheyenne Road, so hitting a little bit further on the southwest side of the city.
And if people miss those dates and times and locations, is there somewhere they can go to get more information on the meetings?
Absolutely. The website, www.coswildfireready.org, has all of the information. For the community members that have attended in the past, we still will be handing out our booklets that have detailed information about everything that will be talked about at these town hall meetings. The other very cool thing that we are offering is the wildfire mitigation team will be there, and they will be, if you attend one of these meetings and you meet the qualifications to be a part of the chipping program for our wildland urban interface for the WUI, these meetings will count as a portion that's required to sign up for those chipping programs.
Oh, excellent.
So that's definitely one of the benefits of being or attending them.
Yeah.
Is getting that first portion of signing up for chipping pretty much on the WUI. So if you live in the Wildland Urban Interface, you're going to be offered that program. This meeting is the first step to get into actually participating into it.
Okay, excellent. Always great talking to you. Looking forward to our next one.
Awesome. Well, thank you so much and have a great day.